All right, thanks for listening to this. This is Frank Klesitz. This is a recording of a 3-hour listing and recruiting mastermind workshop that I held before Spring Benson's spring break event. So this was 3 hours before registration, a little pre-conference mastermind, about 40 people in the room. And we spent the first half, or a little over the first half, talking about how to reconnect and work your database for listings. So we spent the entire time getting business from your existing database, what Spring's doing, sending out content and calling to get business from the database for listings, and how to grow your database, ideally through direct mail, which we'll talk about in the workshop. And then in the latter half of the workshop, which this has been split into two recordings, we talk about recruiting, of how to recruit agents to your team or brokerage, done in a mature way through a correct funnel. So anyways, this is me labbed up in the front of the room. Hopefully the audio is good. Enjoy. So let's spend maybe half of our time today on listings. Let's spend half our time on recruiting. How does that sound? For those of you that are watching the meetings with Spring, a lot of these on the listing side, this will hopefully sound familiar of what we're going to go through, and it's good to hear it again. All right. So you guys want listings, right? Okay. What's the first thing you should do that is the lowest cost, lowest hanging fruit, and it's going to be your database? Got it? So let's figure out, let's define that. Your database is going to be anyone who might know who you are, not someone you know. If you define it by someone you know, it might be Dunbar's number. Frank, what's Dunbar's number? Look it up. It's the number of people you can probably know. It's not that many. It's about 150. You ain't building a big business with a database of people you only you know. You build a much bigger database that they know you. Got it? So we're going to expand the definition of a database today, because you can have your A's and your B's and your C's, but we're going to use the loosest definition that exists. And I'm going to define your database as everybody who's in your Gmail account or your Outlook. So most of you probably use Gmail or Outlook, right? I'm going to pull mine up. Who knows what's going to show up in my email inbox, but we're going to find out and just ignore it. I don't know. I'm going to go over here to contacts. See what I did? You guys can all do this. Or you could do it if you have Outlook. If anyone's using AOL, that's okay. I love the AOL email addresses. Those are sellers. Lots of equity. You're going to scroll on down here to other contacts. And again, you don't have to do this with me, but like I said, my job is to execute. I'm just going to show you. All right. And all I'm going to do here is select the very first one. Again, just take away the principles of what I'm doing here, is I'm just basically selecting anyone that I've ever communicated with my entire life, my email account. And you guys all have access to this. And for those of you who have teams and you have agents, they have it too. So keep that in mind as we go through all this. Then you go over here and you click export. And you click export. There we go. I guess it looks like I got 1,200. Sweet. I'm going to export them all into a spreadsheet. So whatever the number is what it is. Don't worry about the size of the number. That's irrelevant. But if that email auto-completes when you fill out an email, they probably might, to the loosest definition, know who you are. Fair enough? Great. Let's go to the next account. On your cell phones, and this is maybe permission to open your phones if you'd like, so you can grab them. There's an app called Export Contacts by Covey. This is the app. You don't have to use this. I think it's $5. I think it's worth every penny. All right. But it's a quick and easy way to export all the contacts from your cell phone. Now, some of you might, you know, have it linked and syncing, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, you spend $5 on this. You install it. It's in the App Store, the Google Play Store, whatever phone it is that you're using. Download the app, and it will very quickly allow you to export all the contacts in your cell phone to a spreadsheet. So now you have all the contacts from your Gmail or Outlook, and you have all the contacts from your cell phone sitting on a spreadsheet. So now you have two spreadsheets, Gmail, let's say, cell phone contacts. You guys hanging in there? All right, third thing. You probably have a CRM. I don't know. There's lots of them. Maybe you have three of them. But you can go in there and
export every single contact out of your CRM. But I will tell you, leave out anyone who's bounced from probably the CRM drip emails, and leave out the unsubscribes. You don't need that to mess up your email reconnect message. Leave those out, all right? And now you have a third spreadsheet on your desktop. All those people. You guys in there, hanging in there with me? All right. All of you should do this. There really isn't any reason why anyone in here should not do this, as well as any of the agents on your team. It's just when you start asking what you're gonna do with it, people go on a panic attack because they're insecure, and you have to work on overcoming the insecurities to do what I'm gonna say to do with the list. That's the real work. But the actual technical work is not difficult. Now, those lists are gonna have a lot of bad emails in them. All right, if you try to load those lists to an email program, it's gonna give you a lot of headaches. So there's a service called NeverBounce, and there's lots of these services. These are just ones that I use, and this is called an email cleaning service. It's the same thing with direct mail. You'll run it through NCOA, yep. National Change of Address, and CACS.
Yeah, it's kind of the
Yep. Yeah, so the post office wants to make sure the email is actually, the letter is actually deliverable. What this does is the same thing. You upload those three email lists, and you download your squeaky clean list. And it removes all the bad emails. Pretty cool. So now you got a squeaky clean list ready to go. All right.
Does it find the correct ones?
No, it does not. Yeah. Now, you could, and there are services for that called email append. They're notoriously inaccurate. Don't recommend it. But there is a way to append emails to a list if you have their mailing address or their phone number. So if you happen to have, let's say you have their actual, let's say you happen to have someone's actual address and you have their phone number just as a little tangent and you wanted their email, which just so you know is probably not the right one if you do buy the data, okay? But it does exist. It's called email append. $0.03 an email match. And there's services that will do that. Just so you know that's available, all right? But I don't want you to do that, okay?
Can you just skip tracing?
That's the same thing. Okay. So skip tracing is finding the phone number and the email of that person, but you need like at least the mailing address. And most of you, when you do these exports, don't have that information.
Skip tracing is 10 to 15 cents.
Yeah, that's for the good data. I probably would say the one that I use for skip tracing before you get into regulated databases is batch skip tracing. It actually is showing up. There you go. This is, you use this more for when you buy a, when you download a list off Remind or PropStream where you have the addresses to find the contact information. But I digress. So now we have to upload that email. We have to upload those squeaky clean lists, right, from NeverBounce into some type of email program to get a message out. Now you can use any email program. You can use Constant Contact. Welcome, thanks for coming. You can use Constant Contact, you can use whatever. We use My Emma. It's a little more expensive, but the emails get in the inbox. So my recommendation to you is go buy the most expensive email program you can, because you're just shooting yourself in the foot if you cheap out and use some cheap email program. That's the dumping ground for everyone else's spam lists to get good deliverability. So let's log in here and let's take a look at maybe the first email that you would send out. Now I talk about this like very matter of fact because I've been doing this for 15 years, but let's just kind of step back with the gravity of what I'm asking you to do here. Is anyone feeling this? You're literally grabbing everyone you've known in your entire life and you're gonna send them stuff. That's called working your database. Are you all ready for that?
Yeah.
Are you all ready to go on video and start sending videos out to everyone you've known in your entire life?
Yes.
Are you guys all ready for that? Say yes.
Yes.
Ah, great.
Send to your
speaker. What? What?
We'll send to yours as well.
You'll send to my database too. You know what? I do have a seller's database. I need an agent to work it. We can talk about that. Okay. All right. So let me log in. So this is exactly what Spring did. Now, granted, she had a big CRM database of a bunch of buyer leads. Okay. There you go. Campaign. No.
You have all your contacts there.
Because they don't want you doing, first off, If somebody opts out, they're out. Got it? I want it done through a separate email. So if they opt out of these videos that no one asked to get, okay, or these emails no one asked to get, I don't want them out of like maybe the property updates or the more transactional emails that technically go out through Follow Up Boss. Plus, I just don't know how their email is set up, that it might be on like your personal domain. And when you start sending out bulk emails that are through technically your mail servers and people start clicking report spam, it can ruin your actual business domain. This is very common. Now, I won't go into the nuances of this, but you never want to do bulk email through your own mail domain servers. Now, that's complicated. But Frank, when you send the emails out through MyEmma, it still shows up with my email and my reply address while it's because it's through their servers. It's not like the ones hosted with the ones you're sending out through your Gmail account. Catch me on this?
Yeah.
So if you mess this up, and I can't go into the detail, and you start sending out bulk email through like your main work domain servers, and people start clicking report spam, your contracts and your business emails start going to people's spam inboxes, and it can ruin your ability to do your job effectively.
Yeah, I'll say even worse. I had a couple teams that were shut down for weeks and months sometimes.
Yes.
They couldn't use that domain,
yeah,
their primary domain for the whole business, so they were dead in the water.
Dude, it's really bad. So that's why. And I can spend time investigating that. I don't know all the answers, but that's some things you want to be aware of.
Yeah, no, I think you're on it because I looked into Chime and they said, oh, we can't do it because
yeah,
kind of assigned.
They don't want you doing that. You just want a separate email system for your bulk 36 touch, let's say, that everyone gets. Buyer leads, seller leads, friends, family, you name it. If you got their email and they might know who you are, dump them at the dumping ground. And they all get the same general 36 touch database marketing plan. So you're not a secret agent, is the joke they would make to let people know who you are. So let's take a look at Spring's first email. These are the real stats, okay? So the only one that matters, by the way, is deliverability rate and click rate. Open rate's never accurate. A lot of these, doesn't matter. So deliverability rate, I want as high as possible. Now for a very first email to a giant list like hers, that's pretty darn good, okay? So it's deliverability rate, all right? And it's only gonna get better on the next email after the first one. And then how many people actually clicked a link in it? Like you get an email and you click a link to go to some page, how many people clicked? Those are the two numbers, okay? So let's take a look here. I'll read the email to you here in a second, but you can see 331 people clicked the link that they wanted the most up-to-date market price of their Utah home. And 288 people clicked the link saying they wanted no obligation guaranteed cash offer. And who was the cash offer winner over here? The two most powerful call to actions in real estate. Sound good? So we were able to go through with marketing, taking a giant list of Lord knows how many tens of thousands of emails. I guess apparently it was sent to more. Oh, 61,000, yeah.
Right. Sorry to interrupt. Why is the delivery rate going
to
go up?
Because, I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that. It will go up.
It will go up.
Let's take a look. Well, I think, well, first off, we removed 4% were bounces. So we removed bounces, removed unsubscribes. I don't know. It should go up. I mean, I'll look at our second email right now. Let's find out. Let's see if the deliverability rate went up. It should.
People just opened their emails at
different 99. There you go. That was the second email. It goes up. The first email is the lowest. Okay? But before we get to the second email, you guys need to send the first email. All right. So, and again, how much cost are we talking here? Could you guys all do this if you knew what you were doing? You set aside an afternoon, probably. Never bounce is like 10, 30, 10, 20, 30 bucks. Email marketing program, sure. Then you gotta write an email, which I'll give to you. But do you guys see these click-throughs? That's what it's all about. Instead of giving someone a list of 61,000 people in a spreadsheet, how about I just work this list of 331 or this list of 288? Sound good? There you go. And I can actually go in here and get at least the email, but if I happen to have and I uploaded the name and phone number, I would know that. Here's all the leads. Someone needs to work them for appointments. Got it? Whether it's your agents, best of luck to you. Or it's a W-2 ISA hire that's working 8 hours a day, focused 100% of getting these people on a phone call to figure out they want to sell, to set the appointment for the listing agent, which you only have to pay the listing agent 15 to 20% of the commission. The going rate for a set listing appointment is an 80-85% split to the team or broker and a 15-20% split to the agent. Fair enough? That's kind of usually what it's paid. Or you might do it like it's 50-50 with a 35% referral fee. Works the same effective way, all right? I will give you a little tip though. Let's say you have these people clicking these links, or we'll talk about leads coming in. They opt into a form, which is where those links went, and we'll show that here in a minute. All right, I got these people that put their name into a form for a cash offer or a free home value, and I got these people that clicked the link about a cash offer or home value. I got these names. Oh, exciting. Yes, I have to email them and text them and call them to actually get somebody on the phone or talk to me, right? How does that conversation go to actually get the listing appointment? So they sign with you. So you tee it up for the person to go out there. And I want to share this with you because this is what all of, well, especially our clients struggle with, is I can give you this all day long, but I need like an actual listing appointment that sticks and they sign the contract. And the secret is the questionnaire. It's the questionnaire that probably lasts upward of 30 minutes on that conversation to really get to know the needs of the seller, and then the appointment is set. The longer the questionnaire, the higher the commission you can probably charge, and the more elastic the price of a professional services. Let me give you an example. I had it. No, where was it? I need to download this thing. Is that it? I think this is it. The point is, it's like a 3-page seller intake questionnaire. So if you just Google seller intake questionnaire, it's like every question you could possibly ask a seller about their house and their motivation and why they want to sell, and you ask that to set the appointment. And if you're not doing that on your seller leads, you're leaving a lot of money on the table, and you're giving a lot of commission away to the agent because now it's a personality-based sale and it's not like a systems-based sale.
Basic question. Do you have them as PDFs? Because I have like that, but I have a Google Doc form. It's like a job form, so they can...
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm just trying to pull up the example. I would always use Chris's example, but I can't seem to find it.
Don't you have them on speed dial?
I do. Yeah. Ah, I found it. I would like to role play this with somebody. I think you would learn a lot, but for the sake of 30 minutes, we're not gonna do it. But if our terrible internet in here works on my phone, because it was $30 a head just to have internet in here. Anyone wanna guess how much this cost to rent this for 3 hours? Huh? Ooh.
Four grand,
nah. 1,300, just this. Is that crazy? Yeah, we're gonna go through the actual email here in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, you're sending this to like the masses. Like, how do you make this email somewhat relevant? Ah, perfect. Here you go. So how does these scripts go? Hey, I saw you wanted to find out what your home was worth. Do you want to sell your home? And what's the answer? Great. Well, would you mind if I could ask you some questions? Because I can actually figure out like maybe what your home would sell for, and I could maybe just guide you. Do you have some time on the phone with me? We do this for a living.
Sure.
You need to have this. This is what the ISA takes them through to set the appointment, because the appointment is the new lead. that's where all your margin is. If you're handing the leads, you leave margin on the table. If you can take a little bit of risk and pay a W-2 person to set the appointment, and you take that risk, you set the appointment, it's less agents, less management, more streamlined, more systems-based business, and you get more margin when the home's sold. All right? So I just want to show you that, and you can probably just Google it and find it. There you go. How's that? At the very top. Now, so the point of marketing is just to give you names someone has to call. So I just want to kind of leave that there so we're very clear to get the appointment that here's these clicks, here's these leads going to a web form, what do we do with them? And I wanted to address that briefly, okay? And that's one of the things Spring's dealing with right now is right now the leads are just going to the agents. It's probably not working well because they haven't been trained how to go and get a listing, anybody on our team, let alone how to convert a cash offer lead. Hey, you have a buyer for my house? The agents are like, ugh, how do I handle that, right?
So this ISA could also be a VA that you pay, like in a certain...
Could be. I think you'll struggle putting a listing, you know, doing that interview overseas. This is the listing ISA appointment center on the inbounds on these types of leads is probably in the States. I'm not saying that you couldn't do it overseas, but they got to be able to do a seller counseling interview. Maybe they just set the appointment and then the agent immediately calls back to confirm the appointment, move the appointment up so it's sooner, and then the agent does the interview. But I'm telling you, the listing is one before the listing appointment. It's one on the interview consultation form you do before the appointment. So get that in place, all right? Now, let's go back to the email, shall we? We need listings, database, email goes out, people click links, got it? All right, so now let's take a look at sent. Where's my sends? Opens? Overview. Let's read the email. And I'll send out a copy of this to everybody in here. This is, we share this in the training. All text. Maybe one or two sentences per line, because when you bring this down on mobile, it gets really bulky. So you don't want too much text, it's hard to read. A little bit larger text, it's easy to read that way. If I had my way, I'd make it a sans serif font. Kind of like if you go to Washington Post or New York Times or Wall Street Journal, the fonts look like that. It's a little easier to read, all right? Pure black font, very, very dark, maybe even a dark gray. It's just, you're looking for reading comprehension to make it easy on the eyes. That's the cosmetics of the writing. And there's no images because it's the first email, and the more images you generally put in there, the more problems you have. All right? I'll read it to you. You guys ready? And I want you to feel the tone. The tone and the warmth is more important how you feel than really what you're saying. And a good writer can capture this. Dear friends, now remember, this is going to 60,000 people on a database. This is going to everyone you know in your entire life. Got it? So let's set the stage here. So friends and clients, I'm writing you since we helped you buy or sell a home, you're a friend or family member, or we're connected on social media way. You may also be getting this because I used to live in Denver and now I'm in Phoenix, or you addressed the market, all right, of all your database. The point is, I'm still selling real estate here in Utah, and our market is off to a great start as we head into the warmer spring selling season. After like completely freezing up last year with a giant jump in interest rates of the Fed going Chernobyl on the cost of money. All right. Now, the majority of homes in Salt Lake only got 3 offers last year. I pulled this from Redfin. So if I type in, you know, Utah real estate market, AI will give you an update. So the majority of homes in Salt Lake only got 3 offers last year, selling in 56 days for 97% of what sellers were asking. That's in sharp contrast to the multiple offers coming in over 2021 over asking price. So this is kind of appealing to a wide audience in the email. Got it? It's almost written like a funnel. The email is written like a funnel. Now, there's a lot of confusion about a real estate market, that's to say the least. So I'm stepping up this year to keep you informed of what's happening in Utah real estate. I plan on sending you 2 helpful videos a month to answer your most commonly asked real estate buying, selling, and investing questions. Stay tuned for my first video on 3 things you must absolutely know before selling your home this year. I'm shooting it next week. It's going to all of our clients. Now, if you don't want to get these video tips from me, no hard feelings. You know, you're getting this email out of the blue, and you can scroll to the bottom of this email and unsubscribe. Please do that. Don't click report spam. And I would literally write, as I ad-lib this, I would write these things in the email, what I'm saying here. Like, I would add these embellishments of personality to the copywriting, all right? However, if you are actually thinking about selling your home, the email is written as a funnel. Got it? I will tell you exactly what it's worth based on current buyer demand, interest rates, inflations, and condition. You can click here to get the most up-to-date market price of your Utah home. And where does that go? Some of you have HomeBot. Some of you have your home free value tool. It goes there. Or you just build your own landing page, which is what we did here. How cool is that? People click it. They put in their address, how soon they want to sell, condition of the home. Of course, they all say that. What type of property is it? When was it built? Are you working with an agent? Anything else you want to know? And then first name, last name, email, and phone number. One of the things we actually found on these forms, 50% of people drop off on that question. So we're going to kill it. After doing enough of these, just a little, we're going to kill that question. So you can actually see when you go into the form builders, like, where's everyone dropping off? It was that question, so we're going to kill that one. But you click get estimate, and then what it does is it pops up saying, great, an agent's going to call you to give you an actual accurate price. Like, we're going to actually, you know, going to FaceTime us in, send us some photos to actually price in the unique features of your home and not get some, you know, preliminary BS offer from an online algorithm. That didn't work too well for Zillow offers, right? So that's how you're going to compete on the home value, is it's not instant. I don't think I use the word instant anywhere. I say get a real-world home value estimate that's accurate. So you see how there's like a high-touch level in putting this together, right? So you call them back, deliver on it, seller consultation questionnaire. And the number one question you ask on that consultation interview is how motivated on a scale of 1 to 10 are you to sell? And if it's 8, 9, 10, you're in the ballpark. If it's less than that, you go with some questions, but you put them on your nurture campaign. Got it? Go ahead.
I might know the answer, but as opposed to just getting using the bot that sends them the value of their home, mm-hmm. and then I get the alert, so-and-so at 123 Broadway, did you try that, and then does this feel better in terms of making the connection?
I don't think it makes a difference. Okay. You can certainly send it to your home free value tool you pay for. There's two reasons I don't. One is I can't track it because I can never get the login. So I just send it to my own landing page so I know for my own personal selfishness of being able to defend my pay, okay, which is nice. Second, I don't think anyone knows how to log in. Like, I'll take a client's home value tool and send the traffic there, and then I'm like, well, how many people opted in? I don't know. Like, where's your password? I don't know. How do I get access to it? So I just usually have, as the marketer, I personally just don't like sending the leads to landing pages I don't control.
Yep.
So I just create my own. I'm sure Spring had one, and I just chose to send it here, and it works just fine. I can't tell any difference on the conversion.
Wait, what are you using to create a landing page?
This, the one that I like to use, is Paperform.
Paperform? Yep.
So, you know, you don't have to make, this is like if you wanted to make a landing page from scratch. You don't have to. There's lots, you probably have a landing page that your CRM gives you. And you can just send the traffic to that to get the offer. Nothing wrong with that. But this is what I use, and it's cheap. You can probably get it for $25 a month and make unlimited landing pages. All right? So what you do is you put the offer on the landing page, you got to put your contact information to get it. That's called direct response advertising. All right? So let's keep going down that email, shall we? Okay, now, if you want to skip the, now, you'll get my recommended listing price to sell your home within a few weeks. And you will. Totally able to deliver on that, especially if you can FaceTime in and look at the actual house that way. Okay. Now, if you do want to skip the listing and just go for the cash offer up front, I have a VIP buyer list with approved buyers ready to go, plus relationships with companies who will buy your home at fair market value. Spring didn't like that. We cut that. We'll just buy your home. All right. You can skip the showings, open houses, and pick your closing date. And you can request a no obligation guaranteed cash offer or a no obligation immediate buyout offer, different language for it, you know, right here. And that goes to another landing page for the second most popular reason for a seller to respond is get an offer on your home from a buyer, right? And again, it's another landing page that you can create to ask all these pre-qualification questions. This is great. And you get leads. But again, you're still left with the problem. Who is going to call them? That is the problem, right? So you have the people.
Who's buying the house?
Well, yes. So what you do is, that's another conversation. But when that lead comes in, real quickly, I'll tell you how to convert it. Hey, how much is this buyer going to pay? Like, I don't know. Do you want an accurate offer or do you want kind of a preliminary guess? Well, I want an accurate offer. Well, do you think it makes sense for them to see the house? Yeah, well, great. When can I come out? Appointment. Now, when you're there, you take photos, you take video, and you do a property inspection. And whoever your buyer is, if they're institutional, will give you that criteria. Sound good? And then you get it, and then you go back and submit it. And you can literally go to, is there an open door guy in here? Yes, sir, come to the front. Introduce yourself.
Man, I've been waiting all day for this.
I'll bet you have.
Introduce yourself.
So, hey folks, I'm Bryson. I am with Open Door. Yes.
This was not planned, by the way.
I did know that I would be here today, and I did know that the news of the layoff of the company was going to break today, so I'll just tell you, especially right up front, if I'm going to tell you, like, hey, use us to fulfill the cash option. The company is in great health, and it literally is something that I'm sure a lot of you have had to deal with in the last year. It's just the volume is not the same as it was in 2021. So we had to make some adjustments. The fun part of being a public company, you have to do it publicly.
Yep. Right?
So today's reduction in force reflects that. Anywho, I'm here to talk about Open Door for Agents because, you know, really the cash option is a great way to solicit new business. And we've done a lot of tweaks in the last month.
You pay 3%, huh?
Yeah, that's one of the tweaks. You know, we have made a couple tweaks this last month to try to really make it a more cohesive partnership and relationship with agents so that not only can you fulfill the cash option that sellers are looking for, but you can get paid in the process. So that thing you just passed through, the 3%, what that is we're running a promotion from April 1st to June 30th, where anytime you present a seller to Open Door, whether that be in the form of a you represent them in a sale of their home, or if you're referring a seller who doesn't live in your market, we will pay you either a 3% commission or a 3% referral fee if you're referring them out of market.
And you don't have to deal with any of the hassle of the transaction.
A buyer of homes paying a 3% commission or referral fee is pretty sweet.
Very sweet.
Also, we pay bonuses for volume and transaction. And one of the things we just introduced was national referrals. So you can have refer sellers from outside markets. You know, I'm here also, by the way, I won't take up too much more time, but I will answer any questions I can that won't send me to jail for insider trading. So, you know, meet me in the back after. I'm in town today. Love to chat and connect with anyone. Do you have any more
questions? No, look, let me tell you the value of Open Door, okay? It ethically allows you to go to the market saying, I have a buyer for your home. Got it?
And can I talk about something you said real quick? Yeah. Wrote it down because it's really brilliant.
Oh.
So we partner with, you know, by the way, I'm Bryson.
Like this guy.
I introduced myself. I'm Bryson. I work with Open Door. I've been there a little over 3 years. My job at Open Door is strategic partnerships with agents, teams, and brokerages around the country. So I meet with folks and partner up with them and empower them with that cash option. And a couple of other avenues we have of partnership as well. Something you said that really stuck to me. Something that people get really hung up on, right, is our preliminary offer. I heard you say, you know, even to, like, you know, do you want the stupid preliminary offer?
Yeah. Right? It gets beat down on the back end on inspection.
Yeah, because you're right. Can I give you a little quick insight? Do you want to know how this pricing works? Let me break it down for you in about 45 seconds. So once an address comes into our system, we have an instant, we love, what's the word, algorithm. Everyone loves it, right? An algorithm takes about a million data points, pops out an offer in about 30 to 45 seconds, right? Based on the best information available. So, in some states like Idaho or New Mexico, those are non-disclosure states. Tough to get information. So it takes us a couple reps to get the pricing correct, right? But after we do our assessment, all of the offers are human underwritten. We take our assessment, we look at comps, we take our risk factor for the home, and we take all those different things. You know the question we ask? What do we think the home's gonna be worth in 3 to 4 months from now? Because that's when we're gonna be reselling the house. So that's how we're looking at pricing, right? So what do we think is gonna be worth 3 to 4 months from now? We take those factors, and the human underwriter spits out the final cash offer. So that's how we get there. In case you've ever wondered how we price homes, that's how we do it. So looks like we're doing a live one right now.
Sure.
What a treat. By the way, do you know why I asked the question if you're working with a home builder? Fun fact.
Oh, I gotta log in to see it? And you want all my Google information?
Yeah, man, you want our info? Take yours.
Crap.
So, what were you going to?
Oh, boy.
So if you're wondering why
we're working
with the builder, if you have a client who's working with a builder, we'll be in escrow with you for up to 9 months. So your seller doesn't have to do a double move, move in with the in-laws, rent, or anything like that. We will literally be in escrow with you for the whole 9 months, so you can just have them pay their mortgage like normal. When their new build's done, we close on their old house, they stay in there for a few days, move into their new build. So pretty cool process. I'm just saying that's why it was asked. Do you have a question?
This is a great form, by the way. I'm loving this. Sorry.
Well, good question, because I don't know if you saw, we actually don't take any of their info besides the address. So we don't ask for their email, their phone number, their names, just the address, because we have to know what house we're making an offer on, right? So the only information is your info unless you refer them. If you are going to refer the seller directly, because let's say it's a seller out of your market that you can't service, then we would collect their phone number and email address, and they would get a little message, an email from Open Door that says, hey, agent X has referred you. Would you like to accept this referral? And if they click accept, then we collect their info. Well, if we buy the house, we'll buy the house. If not, it would get probably put into some drip campaign to re-engage with them, but that's only, once again, if you put them in as a referral. Your clients that you put in for representation, we have no marketing that goes to them in any capacity. Unless we do target specific communities with mailers, there is nothing at Open Door that targets addresses that get sent in.
Oh, it's all Every Door direct mail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the only time they would ever receive any marketing from us, is if it's a community that was targeted.
Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, we gotta keep moving.
These are 5% flat, have been for about a year or 2 years.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Open Door, you can go direct. And Open Door has competitors. You can go direct to them. What you're finding is there's these other companies out there, just to name some. Zavvie, Z-A-V-V-I-E. Zoodealio, Zoodealio. That kind of like becomes the Expedia of all the buyers. But the point is you can submit it and hopefully you get some so you can ethically go to the marketplace and offer it. You can also invite people to join your VIP buyer list where you pre-screen them and actually have them ready to go. That's the next email going out for spring, just so you know. You can also look up all of the LLCs buying up all the property in town, figure out who's buying a lot, and skip trace, look up the owners of the LLCs and see what the criteria is, and you have a buyer list. So it does take some work. But it is possible to ethically go to the market with a cash offer claim. Yes?
I took a tag on it at Open Door because we used that quite a bit over the last couple of years. And getting into the door, the great thing with Open Door is that they require you to do video for room if you haven't used them. So it is a great way where we can get into the house because we'll say, well, they require certain videos. You might if I just pop in and I got to do these filming and then we can see what the house looks like. So it does help us get our foot in the door.
Good. Yeah, it starts a conversation. It's like, yeah, this is probably your lowest offer, but it's the best terms. So you know all your options, and here's your other options, and pick whatever works for you, seller. I get paid on all of it. Right? Yeah. So let's keep going. So, and of course, and thank you, Bryson. Thank you. And of course, if you want to buy a home, we could arrange a time to show it to you. Thanks for reading all this. I know it's a longer email. I appreciate you. Now, I want you to know that I'm here to answer any of your questions about Utah real estate. I'm coming up now in 20 years in the business, helping 3,000 homeowners. Here's my phone number. You can reply to this email. I'm also hiring. You'll get my first video in a few weeks, spring. Now, could all of you customize something like that to a simple landing page and send it a plain text email with no images that's written like that? Would all of you feel comfortable mailing something like that out? You should. It's terrifying to send a message out to everybody. But this is great. And if you're bringing agents on to help them work their database, this is the first thing is like literally what I'm talking to you here is what I would walk them through of how to get their own business. And maybe have some marketing support on your team that would deliver on doing this for each of the new agents on your team. True viral marketing is about whose database can you get access to. That's the name of the game. So let's keep going. So this goes out, you get responses, you get clicks, and also I could take you into the landing pages and you get leads. Are we clear? Great. But now we have to keep this going. We need an ongoing touch program for the database. Before I do that, we have to grow the database. It's going to constantly go down. Unsubscribes, bounces, people not paying attention. So we have to, there's holes in the bucket, nothing can do about it. So we have to have more water coming into the bucket than the holes to, for it to grow, but it's not efficient. So we have to build the database. And all that comes down to is whatever lead sources you have, whatever you're doing to market, hopefully you or your agents are on the phone or having conversations with people. Can we all agree on that? I think Spring's team speaks to 5,000 people a week, which is insane. Divide that by 90, and that's the daily, that's the weekly contacts an agent makes on her team, which is insane, okay? But when you're having conversations with people, you want to end every conversation with, hey, it was great talking to you. Can I send you helpful updates by email about what's going on with home prices in the real estate market? What's your best email address? Boom. Get it? Put it in the CRM. And if you set up Zapier, the CRM will sync over to the email account. And to be even a little bit more aggressive on that, we talk about retargeting. It could even sync to Facebook to retarget them with the videos and the content that you're doing that way as well. But you have to get your team, and you have to slow down and start capturing contact information when you are talking to people. I will leave you with a story with that. Client, 10 years ago, Myrtle Beach has 30 agents. Now, at that time, it was easy to get people on the phone. Those 30 agents would speak to 30 people a day. That's 900 people a day, 4,500 people a week, if I can do math. I said, Greg, are they asking for like the mailing address or the email address of any of those people? It's like, no. I'm like, oh, can we just get them to slow down and turn your people into human opt-in forms and just start getting that information and putting it like in a mail account for me? Like, that'd be amazing to get like 100% phone permission-based contact information of documented homeowners. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better list, right? You know, led the team, did the meetings, kumbaya'd everyone. About 30% said yes. So he was adding about 300 permission-based emails and contact information of homeowners a day to his database. To this day, he has hundreds of thousands of correct emails and mailing addresses of permission-based homeowners. Good to go. Because he made that shift. And how much did that cost? Nothing. How much did it cost to get that contact information? Nothing. It was just slowing down and offering someone, let's say, a free subscription to your newsletter in return for their contact information. So give that some thought. You gotta build the database. How much emotional energy and time is going to get people on the phone? Are you asking them to confirm their email and asking, can I put you on my newsletter and putting it in the CRM? Got it? There you go. That's how you build a list. Now, we've reconnected with your database and we now have a plan to build your database. Can we all agree? To the best of our ability. Now we have to stay in touch with the database to figure out who's interested in buying or selling in a way that's not too expensive or too time consuming where we can make a profit, all right? So that starts with probably building a video blog or a seller site. Generally speaking, you have two websites. You have one website for buyers, which is like search homes for sale in Utah, and it has no picture of you on it, no picture of your team on it. Honestly, the more agent stuff you put on it, the more the conversion goes down. It just needs to be pictures of homes and properties and tricking them to put their information in to save their searches so you get a lead. That is how it works. And they're not even opting in to hear from an agent. They're opting in to save their searches. You guys know how these websites work. Got it? That's how you get a buyer lead. Then you need like a seller website, a website that features sellers. We're in San Diego. I'll pull up our boy Dan Beer. You may see his billboards all over town. But this is an example of a seller website. The agent's picture is all over it. Testimonials, you know, here's all my, how much is your home worth? Here's all your options to sell. You could fire me anytime. You can pick your commission that you want to pay me. Here's who I am. Call me for a consultation. Find out, I guarantee I'm going to sell your home. I mean, you couldn't have a bigger picture of the agents. Got it? See what I'm saying here? Like this would, you would repel every single buyer lead having this. This is a seller site. Scroll on down, testimonials. I'm just making all this money. Dan's making, he's on bus benches. And it's crazy, right? You know, this is a seller site. Fair enough? You all need one. You all need like a seller website. So here's Springs, a little different, but same idea. Seller website, find out what your home is worth, videos, you know, subscribe to my newsletter, get on my VIP buyer list. We'll talk about that. You know, here's a video on why hire Springs team.
Are you thinking that you want to sell your home in Utah, but you're not really quite sure where to start? You're not sure what your home's value is, the process of selling your home. You're concerned about random people coming through, open houses. Better yet, getting it under contract.
Spring and Dan do a nice job.
When you're under contract on your new home, are you worried about are you going to get top dollar? Or do you have all of your options? If so, I'm here to help. Hi, my name is Spring Benson with the Utah Life Real Estate Group. We've sold thousands of homes across Utah. I completely understand that the game has changed. It used to be that you would list your home on the MLS or sell it for sale by owner, and that you would wait for an offer and be grateful that it came by, but you were always worried or concerned, like, is it gonna fall through? Or was this the best price I could get? Or man, I feel like they're trying to negotiate with me like crazy. I get it, and that is why we have developed our Guaranteed Offer Program. When you're working with a Utah Life agent and you want to sell your home, we do a two-step process. The first step process is we get all the information on your home, all the facts. We send somebody out to take pictures, tour the house, understand the features, and then we come back and do a complete evaluation on it. We put it out to all of our cash buyers as well as our investors, and we also look at what it's going to sell for in today's market. Then we come back to you and let you know all of your options, what it would sell for in this situation,
this is good,
or with a cash buyer, or if you went to market, and then you get to make an educated decision that works for you. You can take the cash off and not have to have people walk through your home and know that it's going to absolutely close. Or better yet, if you...
1 minute, 50 seconds of why you should give me money and why you should hire me. Just shot, looking right at the camera. For the cash offer stuff?
Yeah, better than others?
Yeah, like the fat median prices. It's not going to work on luxury and it's not going to work on the low end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the big median, round the median price. Okay. Yeah. Now again, she wanted to go after this route because usually what you're seeing real estate agents do generally is I'm just gonna help you explain all of your options. Like there's a gazillion programs out there. If there was a headline for an agent of why someone's gonna go to you, it's like, just help me understand all of my options.
Why sell your home the old way when you can sell your home the new way? Most home sellers are presented with one option. List your home the old way with a real estate agent. EOP offers all the options, starting with our immediate cash offer program to our lease back program, where we'll buy your home from you and give you the flexibility to lease it back and then even buy the home back from us in the future. In addition, we offer our world famous 34-day home sale guarantee, where we guarantee to sell your home for just
all the offers we talked about,
or we'll buy it. We'll provide you with all these options, as well as insights, tools, resources, and the most aggressive marketing program on the planet in order to sell your home and maximize your value. Go to dlpoffers.com, DLP offer.
Got it. So you're kind of seeing like, here's all these programs, I'll help you understand all of them. And then you have to figure out, which is beyond the scope of today, how to deliver them.
And this could be tweaked for like B2B for attorneys, trustees, professional fiduciaries, like.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they wanted to hire an expert, and this is the way to do it.
Have one seller focused on them kind of thing.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, you create a page just for that niche.
For that. Mm-hmm.
So again, to move on, some type of seller site that it helps people understand why they should hire you with your testimonials, a place where sellers can go to see why they should hire you. And then it's a matter of, let's start publishing some videos. Let's start publishing some content to like educate people where the educational videos that are sent out are kind of the bait to bring people back to the trap, which is your seller website. Got it? So we create this trap that has all the reasons to give you money, all the problems you solve, all the programs you have. It has a pitch video on why you should give me money with testimonials of people who have given me money, right? But we just can't send that out. That's a little forward, all right? What we want to do is let's send out some educational content, but to consume it, you got to come back to the website to see all the sales stuff. And that's what this is. So here's an example of a video. So Spring has committed to send out two educational videos to her database every month. All right. Here's an educational video tip. There you go.
Are you thinking about selling your home in Utah? Hi, my name is Spring Benson, and I want to share with you the top three things you need to know in 2023 to get your home sold.
Right. Some tips. I'm not even concerned with what they are. All right. But that database that's being built, right, that you've reconnected with, that's sitting in an email account and growing if you're prospecting and getting contact information, the next piece of content that continually goes out is like a video email, let's say. So let me show that to you. This is the lowest cost, highest way of getting listings before we start writing checks for more ads. All right. So let's take a look. Wait. So send. Here we go. So this one, we had a really good deliverability rate. A lot of people we will never call and spend time on, right? And 343 clicks. I'll take it. Great. This is what marketing's supposed to do. How many of you would love to know all the people in your database that took time out of their day to watch your video on three things you must absolutely know before you sell your home? Wouldn't that be great? Let's do it. You guys can do it. Everyone here has a phone. We all have access to YouTube. It can be done. All right? So here's what the video email looks like. Something like that. So you have your call, you have your video that you can click, and it just goes right back to the blog post. Is that cool? And you scroll down, what do you see? Get a cash offer. You see all the sales stuff is wrapped, all the advertising wrapped around it for yourself, right? But I also scroll down, you can click, get a cash offer at a home value. It's almost like the video is the excuse to tag along the ads. Your own ads at the bottom, right? And they can click there to get a cash offer or get a home estimate, which just goes back to a landing page to get a lead. Or just because you're reading this on your phone, just tap the phone number and call me, right? So what results? Does anyone care? Does anyone watch? I don't know. Let's find out. So we'll go over here. And we had about 134 people who just clicked this top banner. And 178 people click a video on selling their house. Looks like the image outperformed a little more. But we had some people click on the call to action links, like that. Do you think we should call them? Think we should reach out to them to see what they're thinking about selling? Go through a questionnaire, find motivation, set appointments with the highly motivated, and the people that aren't motivated, put those definitely on some good quality follow-up. That's how you get listings. Got it? All right. So yeah, she sits down and makes two of those emails a month out to the email list. Great. But there's a problem and something I want to bring up to you. Only 28% of people even open the darn email. We're leaving a lot of money on the table. Is there another way to reach these 60,000? Is there another way to put that video in front of those 60,000 people in the database that's being built? And we're going to use social media. All right. So what you can do is you can take this list of 60,000 and upload it to Facebook, just like an email list. And if those phone numbers or emails match a profile, you can run ads to them. Pretty cool. Let's take a look.
Is there a limit? I've always wondered that as to when you upload for your audience, how many names on the list?
No limit. Yep. Some people will take the phone numbers and emails of the whole city and load them in. Now you have all the documented homeowners you're running ads to. Mm-hmm. They'll skip trace them all. I gotta find the account, hang on. So do you see how we can use email with a reconnect message and some video emails to get some people clicking and responding and getting leads? That's like literally the lowest cost, lowest hanging fruit you have for opportunities. Okay?
Sorry, that when they click the email, they're redirected to the website.
Correct. Yeah, so when they click the video, where are they gonna go to watch it? Do I wanna send them right to YouTube? No, because all your competitors are gonna show up on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
And I want them to like take action to hire you. So I like to send the traffic to an ecosystem you can control, which is like the blog on your seller site, where they go to consume the information. Even though the video is hosted on YouTube, it's embedded on the website. So what we've done here is, and I won't go through like Facebook metrics and Facebook marketing, we don't have time for that today, but I will show you is that you can load up into Facebook. Let's see if I can show the list. Everyone who has interacted with your Facebook page, liked it, shared it, commented on it, anyone who's visited your website, and anybody in your database. That sounds like a pretty good audience to be in front of. So we'll load that up as like a mailing list, is one of the ways you can think about it inside Facebook. And let's take those same videos and let's run ads. There you go. Really slow. You guys get the gist. So you can promote the content to the database through email. You can also promote the content, the bait, to bring them back to the trap. Because what happens when you click watch more, where does it go? Back to the blog on the seller site. This is just the bait to bring them back to the trap. The email is the bait to bring them back to the trap. Got it? Now, I wish I could show you some more, but just you kind of get the gist. These are retargeting ads. When you think of retargeting, this is what you do. And you can read the metrics and see if it's all good. That's another thing, but you don't need much. $5-$10 a day like is way usually even overkill because these audiences are generally very small you're trying to be in front of. All right? Now here's the heavy hitter. This is the one I'm actually most excited about. It's not email. Email's great. It's not social media. I hate it. Okay? Direct mail. All right? Because direct mail has a darn near like 100% open rate. If it's a personal letter to where someone actually lives, and when they see your name on the from line, actually know you, remember, database who knows you, it's going to get opened. Not 28% of the time, but probably 100%. Got it? That's why I love it. Especially if it's a permission-based opt-in mailing address of someone who might know who you are. That's money. That's like the jackpot, having that list, all right? Because there's no... The post office isn't going to open the email and say, oh, you can't run it, Frank. And the post office isn't going to, I'm not going to get outbid on the price of a stamp to someone else. And I'm not going to get shut down because the mailbox is government property. And I'm not going to get sued for some dialer TCPA DNC complaint or canned spam thing because there's no opt-out list in direct mail. I can go on and on. I sleep about this stuff all the time. All right. So let's take a look at the letter Spring will be sending out to, again, one more way to reach more people in the database. So I said, Spring, why don't you start with sending me the addresses of everyone who's bought a property with you? Sellers may not know where the new address is. But if they bought a home, they probably live there. So I think she sent me about 1,300 buyers that worked with them, where it's that's on the closing statement, to send a letter to. All right, now I'll pull it up for you here, okay? Actually posted up on the website. Let's send a letter out to the database. The Emmy, can you do that?
What's that?
If I show you this letter, can you let me know if REI Printmail can do it?
Oh yeah, we can print anything.
Yeah, so go to REI Printmail, they'll mail it out. So you'll take your email, they'll take your mailing list, first name, last name, street, city, state, zip.
What's the title again? REI what?
REI print mail. You send them spreadsheet, you send them PDF, you're done. Got it? And typically speaking, it should probably come in, maybe add a dollar a letter, or a little more a dollar a letter, whatever it comes at for pricing.
A little less for us.
Is it really? Is it mailed first class pre-sort?
It's marketing.
Oh, it's bulk?
Yeah,
bulk. Okay. So it'll be less if you mail standard rate. I'm going to recommend you give her a little more money and mail it first class pre-sort because it will get forwarded and it'll get returned. Got it? For your database. If you're doing like a giant dump all over the city, then you can mail standard rate. It's a little less expensive. Fair enough?
Awesome.
All right. So here we go.
I'll also send them PDF.
Yeah. So you send her the spreadsheet of the first name, last name, mailing address, spreadsheet. Here's spreadsheet. Here's PDF. Bye. They print stuff, mail, send. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. That's called a mail house. All right. So here's the front. Again, look at the cosmetics. Personal. Here's the reason I'm writing you. Here's a little market update. The market is different now. If you're thinking of selling your home, call me. I'll tell you what it's worth or email me. If you're thinking of buying a home, let me know. Go check out my video blog. It's a one-page letter. I mean, if I could put a coffee stain on it, I would do it. Like, it's personal mail. America sorts its mail over the wastebasket. Emmy, I'm curious, and be honest. Postcard or letter for response?
Letter.
Why? Why?
It depends on the envelope.
Ah, what type of envelope outperforms? So very personal envelope.
Yep.
Ah.
Like a party invitation.
Perfect. Yep. I didn't know the answer to that. I can guess because I know a lot of it. America sorts mail over wastebasket. Don't send junk mail. If it gives away junk mail, it goes in the trash. Don't put your logo on the letter. Ugh. Don't put your company on the letter. Ugh. Personal. Gets opened. That's the principle to take away. And then here's page number two. Go watch my latest video. Look at that. Imagine sending that out to your past clients. Is that great? Yeah. And scan it. It should work.
How often?
Once a month.
Once a month for 12 months?
Forever.
You can't opt out, right?
No. Oh, it's the best. I'm going to sue you. Good luck. Nope. Forever. Is this person worth $12 a year? You have to ask yourself. And chances are, if they've given you money in the past, they are. That's where you start. All right? So that's going to go out. So let's just talk about ROI on that a little bit. I mean, she's going to spend about, what, $1,200 to mail about 97 cents a letter. So this is, I mean, think about this. $1,200. Come on, you guys spend a fortune on other stupid stuff all the time. All the time. That's more than this. This is a real legitimate direct call to action letter that has a darn near 100% open rate, that is going to get read by your target market, that has an existing relationship with you, to literally call you if they're thinking of buying or selling a home. This is some of the best money you can spend, but no one talks about it because I think Emmy's the only one that's figured out how to make money off of it. Most people, it's really hard to make money off direct mail. So you don't see a lot of vendors talking about it. How you guys doing?
Good.
This is helpful for listings? You guys, you know how to get people to call you to sell their home? How many times do you hear it's your existing database? Ugh, got it. But I'm giving you a little bit more marketing to do it. All right? Now, go ahead.
I have a question. Yeah. So, like, let's say you're doing circle prospecting versus an existing list. Mm-hmm. How would you weigh out, you know, how much money to put into, let's say, you know, a farm
yep.
versus this? Like,
yep. So the first thing you have to do in marketing is figure out your customer acquisition cost. That's the most important number, okay? Once you know this, it sets you free. Typically, it's about 10 to 20% of your commission. So all of you in here, if you want to have a scaled lever business that's not 100% tied to your time, okay, you're going to spend money to get the customer. That's a fact of scaled business. You can be a onesie-twosie referral agent, keep all the money, but you're all right? So probably, I don't know, if your commission's $10,000, you'll spend $500 to $1,000 to get it. And you guys would take that trade all day long, most of you, right? Wait, no, $1,000 to $2,000. Wait, no, 10 to 20%. Yeah, $1,000 to $2,000, I'm sorry. So if your commission is $10,000, all of you should be happy to spend $1,000 to $2,000 to get that sale. Can we all agree? But as you can see, a little bit higher than that, you start getting a little, you need to have other income streams in the back end to make it make financial sense, like title, mortgage, whatever, all right? So with that being said, I would max out your existing database to the point of diminishing marginal returns. So let's start sending some emails and invest in that. Let's start doing a little retargeting, let's invest in that. Let's spend some money on direct mail, let's invest in that. And let's spend some money on people calling the database. And let's invest in that. And then maybe some events. Let's invest in that. And that's probably where you're gonna get your lowest cost per customer acquisition sale. But you have to figure out where that point of diminishing returns is, where more and more money doesn't do it. And honestly, it's probably somewhere around what this viral marketing plan, as I've been teaching for 15 years, is. The answer lies somewhere around that answer of the point of diminishing marginal returns. At the next point, it's just a matter of now we have to go after the haven't mets. We now have to go after people that are not in our database, that own homes, and bring them in. So how do you do that? Let's talk about it, then move on to recruiting. Got it? So you go to Remind, or PropStream, or Property Radar, or your title company, and you get a list of homeowners in a high turnover area to start marketing to. And you put all of your resources only into reaching people that have a home to sell, who are probably more likely to sell than people that aren't. So would you want to send a message to someone who's bought a home? Probably not. Would you want to send that message to someone that's lived there for 10 years? More likely. Fair enough? So let me see if I can pull this up. There we go. So you log in. I recommend you pick a zip code or a neighborhood. It's all gonna depend upon how much money you have. Simple as that. If you don't have much money, you're working a street. Then you graduate to a neighborhood. Then you graduate to a zip code. Then you graduate to a district. And then you graduate to the county. And then you become Open Door. Got it? But it's just money. It's purely how much capital you can put at risk to get your message in front of the target market. That's all it is. So start small, attack on a narrow front. Art of war, attack on a narrow front when you have limited resources in battle, okay? And as your resources grow, your front can be bigger. So let's just type in, who's in Utah? Give me a zip code. 84020. Draper?
Yes.
Got it. Yeah, let me get rid of all these real quick here. Okay, so this is your neck of the woods. You live here? Driving is easy, right? Do you happen to know how many single family homes are in that zip code?
No.
You should know. That's your target market, isn't it? Is that where you want to get listings? Is that the zip code? Is this the zip?
Yes.
So this is the zip code you want?
Yes.
So here's the deal. All of you need to know that. This is business 101. I'm trying to get listings. I need to pick a target market. I need to slice up the city to attack on a narrow front. Marketing 101, where am I going to go with my resources? For lack of a better description, we'll use a zip code. I need to know how many homes are there. We're going to start there. You need to know that number. So let's find out. So let's go over here to, are you ready? Do you want to guess? Publicly?
All price points? All
price points. Every single family dwelling.
Let's say
210.
210? Oh, what's the? No. Oh. Well, it's over 55,000. Isn't that zip code?
No, you said for sale.
Hold on. No, existing it. Okay.
Sorry.
I apologize. We're all confused. There are 9,000. I'm trying to make dramatic effect of the number. I failed. There are 9,075 single family homes in that zip code.
Okay.
Write that down. Very important. Now, do we want to get in front of all 9,000? No, we don't want all 9,000. Let's kind of figure out a little bit more likely to sell. Let's try to get our statistically significant data set of population size. Let's go back to seventh grade statistics. Let's pick a sample size that probably has sellers in it. So what we're going to do here is I love ownership time, 10 years. Do you know what the median number of years before a home trades on the title chain? Of someone living there, how long does someone live before they sell? What do you think it is? 10? Yeah, whatever it is in your market, not the national average, but in your market, go find out, and let's add that. So we just went from what, 9,000 to 2,500. Think of your competitors that are mindlessly mailing all of that, wasting 2/3 of their budget. Competitive advantage. Let's go further. I talk to landlords very differently than owner-occupants. Very different messages, in my opinion. So let's strip out the landlords, and we'll just call those LLCs. All right, so I'm just gonna go over here to
Is this it? Yeah. I want
owner-occupant. I don't want corporate. I want owner-occupant and absentees I'm fine with, but I don't want the LLCs. Because I can't personalize. Dear 123 Elm LLC partners, I like to put their name in there. We go from 2,500 down to, okay, 2,000. Hey, 9,500 down to 2,000. You want this list? I know you do. We're going to make it better. All right. Let's add in here property value. Let's throw out the low end. Let's throw out the high end. Let's get the bell curve on the median fat part of the market that sells. Give me that price range. 900,000 on the low end?
Middle.
So what's, give me a low end and a high end. Give me a.
It would be 4 and the high would be 5 million.
Too high.
That's what I'm saying. It just could
900,000.
Huh?
900,000?
That's the middle.
Wow.
Do 700? Do 7 to 1.2.
Wow. I want to be in that market.
Yeah.
Is that right? 2,069 down to 1,260. That's your farm. I am telling you, if you go hire Emmy and you start mailing it with the offers that we opened this conversation with, you will get listings. How's that? Now, when people reply, are they all going to be motivated on a scale of 1 to 10, 8, 9, 10 right now to sell? No. So what do you do with the people that are not motivated? You add them to your database and you start sending them stuff. Got it? All of you need to leave here for listings, reconnecting with your existing list and doing something with it. Welcome to talk to me. But there's other people you can hire. You don't have to use viral, okay? The second thing, all of you need a target market. You need to go into PropStream, Property Radar, Title Company, Remind, whatever. It's all the same. It's all the same. Don't pay more than 1 or 2 cents a record. Like if anyone tries to charge you more than 1 or 2 cents for this data, it's overpriced. The phone numbers and emails are more. That's the skip trace. But this is just the deed information, okay? Get that list. Now, are you ready for this? This is called the sell score. Remind, you can actually use companies like likely.ai that will run these lists through artificial intelligence to figure out who's on Zillow.com, who had a kid, you know, what websites you're going to, your iPhone locations, scary stuff to figure out when statistically, algorithmically, we think based upon your behavior, you're going to move. So Remind does that. So I'll remove these other filters. And would you like to know who just has a high sell score in that market? We have 604. There's 604 people that the algorithm, oh, algorithm, okay? Artificial intelligence, machine learning thinks are more likely than not to sell their home. I would recommend taking the 1,200 that we pulled from the first list and the 600, putting them in the same list and deduplicating by address. That's your mailing list. Did you catch that?
Say that again, please.
Okay. If you're trying to pull a likely to sell mailing list, start with the first thing we did. Around the median home price, lived in for 10 years. And again, this is my list. Got it? Throw out the LLCs in an area that you can, let's call it a zip code. All right? That's one spreadsheet. Next spreadsheet, give me, I don't care what the criteria is, just give me the hot sell scores from some sell score vendor. Got it? I will give you a third list. Give me every old expired, notice of default, probate, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get all that there and make sure I have that list. You take those three lists, you bring them into one. Like I'm giving you guys the keys to the kingdom. You guys realize this? Like this is it. This is where it is. This is the top of Everest. This is where you go. And then you deduplicate by the address and you hit that list. Now, what do you say? Hey, do you want to know what your home is worth? Do you want a cash offer on your home? Do you want to come to my free home selling workshop? Whatever. And there's many ways to get the message out. You can call them, best of luck to you. You can cold email them, best of luck to you. You can door knock them, good luck, all right? mail. That's the way. Yeah.
So with the direct mail, so as we were just discussing about maybe sending it as an invitation, so you'd still mail this instead of the maybe a traditional postcard that
no postcard. Envelope. Don't do a postcard.
Letter.
Yeah. I know I could probably spend, Emmy and I could probably spend 2 days on the extreme nuance of direct mail. I would tell you if there's ever a marketing conference you go to, it's the direct mail people, the only ones that know what they're doing in marketing. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, come on. I mean, how easy is it to make a Facebook ad? How easy to send an email? When you're doing direct mail, think of the work, the money being spent, the list selection, the way it's presented, the way it come across. Like, there's so many variables. Like, you are on your game. The direct mail people are the only ones that know what they're doing. All right? I know who you guys use. You guys don't know who I use to Gunderson Direct. So Gunderson Direct is like the number one very expensive. You heard of you guys, Emmy?
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they do like, they're a really hardcore direct mail house that does the mail, and they publish all their clients' work. So I go here and steal all the messaging. Opendoor, great. So here's everything Opendoor sending out. Ooh, they send you a check. Emmy, how's the check work?
Awesome, I'm talking about that on Friday.
Look, so this is what Opendoor's sending out. Xerox, send, leads. Not quite like that, but I'd model it, right? Is this cool?
You know a cool fact real quick?
Yeah.
Agents are going to start getting Opendoor mailer
starting next to send in their deals, huh?
Because yeah. Our first ever national agent marketing campaign launched last week.
Cool. So, that's great. You know. Yep. So they're using direct mail to get in front of you because you're probably getting bombarded with social media and emails. Got it?
Send an offer.
You know, it's funny. I will tell you one of the ways that we got our investment deals. You guys want to hear kind of a, so, all right, so this is like, you know, it's like 2021 and it's just like so hot, right? Like everyone's getting blast texted. The low end of the market below a $200,000 home is just getting just assaulted, okay? They're getting letters and texts and phone calls, you know? So I'm like, how do I get a message through to them? So what I did, you guys will like this one. Emmy, don't steal this. I'm not even gonna show it. So good. All right. So I printed out a purchase offer, like an actual contract, and got it down to a front and back. We mail merged the whole thing. First name, last name, offer price, earnest money, had a whole spreadsheet, and we signed it. So we printed like thousands of offers, like actual, like imagine the actual purchase offer signed, subject to something that really didn't mean anything, right? And then we loaded up all of the properties I wanted in a zip code. And then I hired some college kid for minimum wage and gave him a used Prius to drive around all day long. And I loaded up all the properties in Routetific, which is like how we plan the routes. They could probably get to about 150 homes a day. So I would take all the sweet, likely to sell distressed properties I wanted. And they would put it in a clear bag, and we put some Starbursts in it to hold the bag down the weight, and they would just put the signed offer with the purchase price and a cover letter literally on the door, ring the bell and leave. And the people would call me like, what? They called me. And that's what it was. It was like, what? Great, got your phone number. Great, we're having a conversation. And I would take it from there. So we would literally put it on the door because all the other medias to get the attention of the homeowner were crowded. They're all too crowded. So we went and did door knocking. But to actually have them talk to the seller, they would screw that up. That requires lots of training, right? Plus safety in these areas. Remember, we're investors.
Okay.
So I just told them to go put it on the door, knock, and leave. How cool is that? So a door knocking strategy could easily work. This works really well for like really distressed properties, like someone facing pre-foreclosure. You're not going to be able to get them through email, phone, and letters. They're getting boxes of mail from other people. All right. So, how are you guys doing on listings? Have you taken away some things of what you need to do to get some people to call you to sell their house? You have a haven't met list you're gonna go after. You have a met list you're gonna go after. You're gonna put out, you're gonna get ways for people to get to know you. And you're gonna put out offers for response, find out what your home is worth, get a cash offer, et cetera, et cetera. You're gonna have people clicking the links, you're gonna have people calling in, you're gonna have people opting in. Someone needs to work those leads, talk to them. I recommend a dedicated W-2 person. That's where that's the inevitable endpoint of teams, is a W-2 person to work them to set the appointment for the agent. Fair enough? Good. Let's take a breath. And now would you like to move to recruiting, and then your brains will be packed. Any questions on listings? If you execute this, it'll work. Yes?
So let's say you took a listing, want to get it out to the neighborhood, you choose to do direct mail.
Yes.
Still the same way, send that in a letter.
Yes. So I'll show you one of my letters that worked really well.
Golden letter?
Kind of. Let me see if I can find my drive. So one letter is mailing like the whole zip code, find out what your home is worth, come to my home selling workshop, get a cash offer on your home, kind of like a zip code wide message. And the message has to be general because it's a wide audience. Got it? But probably the next direct mail piece is probably in that zip code where you have a listing, or ideally it sells, is to mail the neighbors. Right, like a just listed, just sold is probably your next best, maybe second possible direct mail campaign. So one of the letters that worked really well for me was whenever we purchased the house, I'm on the investment side, we would mail all the neighbors that we bought the house. And I'll show you a letter. So you'd go into PropStream, you go into Remind, grab a couple hundred homes around the area, send them a letter, all right? I called it my just bought letter. There we go. We just sold 5830 Sprague next to you. Dear first name, I wanted to let you know we just sold Candace Shorter's house down the street from you, 5830 Sprague. We sold it for X. You know, I told him what we bought it. I told him what we think it's worth and we're going to fix it up, right? And I say two things. There's gonna be a lot of contractors going through, call me if they're bothering you. And two, do you wanna sell your house too? Right? But I want you to see the cosmetics of the letter. You see how personal this is? This is the holy grail. You work your way up to the highest levels of direct mail marketing to probably do something like that, in my experience. But this requires you to sit down and like literally open a blank Word document and write something relevant. That's why it's so hard. And then there's templates that work backwards. I mean, you have plenty that work, which work just fine. It's like one step baby back from that gold standard. Got it? So yes, mailing the neighbors around a just listed, just sold with a letter works wonderful. I don't think I would do a postcard because it's junk mail. This is personal mail and you probably get a better lift and it's worth spending the extra money on. Sound good?
Frank, on Spring's email, you had like a 28% open rate. A lot of the teams, bigger teams I've coached, they tend to have around 10 to 15%.
That's real low. It depends upon the size of the list. So first off, we have to keep in mind what's the size of the list, okay? What's really cool is I can log into like hundreds of people and see which ones have the highest open rates and click-through rates. The answer is it's the relationship with the list. So what usually happens is these are most agents. It's here's all these fake email addresses I got from buyer leads 10 years ago. That's what you start with. It's better if you're starting with real relationships who know who you are. No matter what the subject line is, they're gonna open it because it's who it's from. Got it? That's what gets the open rate. Then it's gonna be the subject line. The subject line should be very short and very personal. Looking to reconnect with you, a quick market update. Very short personal subject lines, not long titles of videos or whatever. Short personal subject lines work best. And a good email marketing program will give you the opportunity to write three subject lines. It'll send 100 to one batch, 100 in the other batch, and 100 in the other batch. And whichever one gets the highest open rate, it sends out the rest of the emails to that. That's one of the features my Emma has, where I can split test subject lines. And over the course of 24 hours, it'll pick the best subject line and mail it. How's that?
Good.
Good. Then you have the click-through rates. The click-through has to be compelling. So you need to have some type of generally commonly asked question the market is asking. So, like, what are the hottest questions your target market is asking? Let's come up with some. Come on, guys. What are the questions sellers are asking? Go.
The market.
Great. You can literally send out a video titled, "How's the Market?" And I can darn near guarantee you it will perform wonderfully. Because that's the question people are asking. Do you follow how I'm doing this? Give me another question.
Is the market going to crash?
Perfect. If you sent out, "Is our market going to crash?" question mark, and it has a picture of you. That's going to work. I don't even have to do topic research, because the job of capitalism is a supply demand. If you want it, I'll sell it, right? So if you want to know, if that's a commonly asked question and I'm selling the answer, you're going to click through to get it.
Sure.
Got it? Give me another one. What's another topic? Another question you guys get all the time. Perfect. All right, and just like that too. You see how he said it? Because he's talking to the market. I would literally take, "Have interest rates peaked out yet?" And it's you standing on top of a hill looking down for the thumbnail. Guys digging it? One more.
Why would we want to sell when our rate is low?
Perfect. Literally, don't change that. We don't have to do TubeBuddy. We don't have to do topic research. We don't have to use AI. Just take the questions that you know real people in your market are asking and title the video just like that. And you will get a great click-through rate. Sound good?
Right.
All right. Yes.
Back to your follow-up last question, but just some more rules of the road, I guess, for when we go out of our CRM for any mass email, or when we might use MyMO MailChimp or whatever.
So just keep your CRM the way that it is. Go sign up for an email marketing program. There's a whole bunch. Let's just say My Emma. And you just sign up, create an account.
Yeah.
It'll ask you for who you want the emails coming from. You type your name, and you want the reply email address. Just use your real main email.
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfectly fine. But there is one thing you can do. It's a little more advanced to make sure that deliverability gets in the personal inbox. This is a little more complicated, but it's called SPF, S-P-F. And the second one is DKIM. I forget what they stand for. But basically, it prevents spoofing. It basically validates the domain you're sending from. You go log into your domain the email's coming from, you put some information in there, so they know you own the domain when you put your domain through MyEmma. You can Google that. It's a little trick you can do, a little like special authentication to make sure the email is delivered very well. All right?
Hundred percent.
Yes, and that's the best.
Yeah.
So like I would recommend when you send traffic to a landing page, it's built on the CRM platform. So when they put their information in the drip start and they're in the system, and it's less duct taping together different software. Now I don't like that because none of you know how to log into it. I don't know if I'm getting the leads. So I usually send it to my landing pages. That's just my own personal choice. So that's the yin and the yang of that. In the perfect world, everyone can afford this all-in-one marketing software, but it's expensive. We don't have to duct tape different programs together.
When you have team members that are pulling their list, are you sending it from a team member?
Oh, great question. Great question.
Later?
We're going to work on this with Spring. Okay. So all of the teams, as far as I know, I need to ask her these questions, but I would assume she uses Sierra as a CRM, that all of the agents on Spring's team are putting their information into the central team CRM under Sierra. We dump the whole thing, and they're all getting emails from Spring. Got it? Team's fine with that. That's what they signed up for. I want someone else to do it, not me. None of them want to make videos. They don't want to do that. That's why they're working on a team, all right? But when we brought them into Emma, we also had contact owner. I was able to add the field inside the email marketing account as contact owner. So when those clicks go through, what we're supposed to be doing is look at whose lead it is, who clicked it, and the lead that came into the landing page to go reference back who the contact owner is in the original database and send those to the agent. Got it? So that's probably your easiest way. Take the whole list in the CRM where all the agents have put in their contacts and just send everything from you. Got it? Agents don't do anything, literally nothing. All right? But, you know, if someone's clicking and you're following up with someone engaging from it and it's clearly tied to one of the agent's lists, send it back to them. And maybe not charge them the referral fee because it was their contact in the first place. Got it? Perfect. Now, to take that to the next level, this is what we're going to work on with Spring. Spring, you have now given me all of your Gmail, CRM, and cell phone contacts. Great. Reconnected, emails going out, letters, retargeting. Awesome. Spring, your agents are talking to 5,000 people a week. Where's Justin? We need a Tony Robbins everyone to get email addresses to. Got it? Let's get email addresses, and I want to see how many new emails are going into Sierra every month from the prospecting, which I could see from the Zap over to Emma of we're building the list. Every week, every time I talk to Spring, I'm going to see how much is the subscriber rate going up faster than the opt-out bounce rate. Got it? So she has that in place. Okay, well, how do I get more results? Well, it's not really more Facebook. It's not really more letters. How do I want more? How do I get more? Well, you have 90 agents. They all have a cell phone. They also all have probably a Gmail account. They are going to export everything. Every single agent is going to dump it all, and we're going to have 90 folders. We're going to have a folder of every single agent's cell phone and every single agent's personal email address in the state of Utah. It might be everyone there. All right. And then what we're going to do, you guys ready for this? This is kind of new. But this is a problem she really challenged me to solve that was right. I'm going to show it to you. This is called affiliate marketing. We're going to turn the agents into affiliates. That's really what it is. So let me show it to you. Now remember, the agents don't want to do anything. So they can't, like if I manage to get their contacts, great. That's it. No videos, no approval, nothing. Just I got their contacts and I load up their contacts, you know, where you know, only they get these. They're not going to get the big bulk emails. They're just going to get these specific emails in a separate way. Let me find it. Do you guys see how we start using digital marketing? What I really want you to take from this is true viral marketing is whose list can you get access to? You guys see that? And then you start calling in CPAs and general contractors and other vendors and those lists, co-marketing, it can go even further. Okay, here we go. Okay, so I'll just read this to you. Ask the people to share your video with their database. Put your video behind a landing page to watch it. This will generate more leads. The very first question on the form is who should, I'll stop that. Okay, Don, you're an agent on my team. I already have all your contacts in the CRM from your work. Right, from all the work you're doing with me, they're already getting my videos and you're cool with that. And then if they click it, I give it back to you. Thanks, Frank. Don, I also want all the people in your cell phone and I want all the people in your personal email. And you kind of pucker up when I say that to an agent. Like, really? Like, yeah. But you need business. Let's get the business. Don, you give me those contacts and I set those here. I'm going to send out this email from you to your list. Are you ready? From Don, subject line is home selling video. Dear friends, clients, and family, from Don to Don's list. As you know, I make a living selling real estate here in Utah, and the market has changed significantly. Here's a video my business partner made on three things you must absolutely know before selling your home in 2023. I invite you to watch it if you're thinking of selling this year. Also, if you have any questions, call me or just reply to this email. Imagine if every single one of your agents sent this email out to all their personal lists and they click it and where does it go? Just a simple landing page. Who shared this video with you? Oh, Don, I know the lead source. Don, do you own a home? Yes. Email address, phone number. Watch the free video, it just redirects the blog post. You're just putting him through a landing page to get to the blog post. So imagine when I go to Spring and I'm like, okay, all 90 of your agents did this, I have 130,000 email addresses of people they know in Utah. And we're gonna go through and copy and paste this email from each agent 90 times. And they're all gonna lead back right here. This excites me. This is what I do for a living. This is my game, man. I love this stuff. They're all gonna go right here and generate all these seller leads, and I'll be able to send them back to the agent. Was that the question you asked? That's how we're gonna do it. Then the higher level is now the agents wanna start making videos, and you can hire a marketing person on staff to basically execute it for them. But generally it doesn't work very well, because if someone's working on your team, they haven't signed up to do that level of work. Got it?
Right. Yeah. Something earlier that I taught about their personal email addresses. Mm-hmm. Sprint agents don't have a personal email address, do they?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not one that they use for business.
No, they probably have a real personal one that they've used their whole personal lives before they got into real estate.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I want all those contacts. Okay. Yeah. I want all those contacts. That's like going to all of your employees and saying, give me everyone your personal life and we're gonna start marketing to them. Got it? Yeah. All right, that's enough about listings. We have 1 hour left. You guys hanging in there? We're gonna go 3 hours straight. We are now gonna switch to going after agents.